Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins almost halfway down Daf Ayin Hey, 16 lines from the top. Before we begin the actual Gemara text, we glance at the side in the margin where we have a Nosei / Mivneh heading. The Nosei being the topic and Mivneh structural note. Triangles will appear throughout this sugya. If you scan ahead, you'll notice that the triangle scheme continues till the top of Omid Beis. These are explained as follows: Gishois, approaches, Lahazbira Hevdel Bein Reisha L'Seifa Shel Mokar, attempts to explain the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of a source, Shinyonoi Nesinas Get Lisha V'Achzor Senior L'Bailo. The issue in this short Tanaic source involves the giving of a get from a husband to a wife and the return of the paper to the husband. The triangles that you see with a colored in tip are hesberim shemivusosim al hilchisnai. They're based on laws that are related to how one is to state a condition, how one makes a condition. Just a word of background: when the Jewish people were about to enter the land of Israel in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 2.5 tribes that wanted to remain on the eastern bank of the Jordan. Their reasons were because of a large grazing area for their multitude of cattle, and Moshe Rabbeinu confronted them with the issue: if you're going to stay on the eastern side of the Jordan, how do you expect the conquest of the land of Israel to take place without your involvement? So we'll say a deal was made, and the condition is featured in the psukim that we have quoted on the side of our Gemara. You can see we've written in the margin Bamidbor Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chof Tes and then Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe Aleim. Moshe addresses those tribes that wanted to stay on the eastern side, and he said, "Im Yavru Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Itchem Es HaYarden." If these tribes, Gad and Reuven by name, cross over, Unesatem Lohem. The crossover means and participate in the conquest of mainland Israel. Then Unesatem Lohem Es Eretz Hagilah Lachuzah. Then they will receive the portion that they desire. So you have a condition and the action that would follow therefrom. The condition, the stipulation: if you cross over, then you will receive. Ve'im lo ya'avru chalutzim itchem ve'nochazu besochachem be'eretz Kanaan. If you don't cross over, then you won't be entitled to that additional area or larger area that you anticipate. So you have a portion of the Torah featuring a condition. You have several elements here. You have the stipulation, we call the Tanai, and then the Maisa, that which is supposed to happen. You have the stated in the positive and the negative. In other words, if you do go, then you will get. If you don't go, you will not get. And you also have we call Tanai Kuffel, means it's doubled, that you have to say, as we just said, both the positive and the negative. And the order is also of significance, where we said the stipulation is stated before the action. The Gemara. Tona Rabona. Harei ze gitech. Husband says to his wife, "This is your get. Take this. Vanyor shili. But the paper remains mine. Eino megureshes. She's not divorced. However, if he says, "This is your get. Al menas shetachziri li asanyor. On condition that you return the paper to me, Migureshes," then she will be divorced. Maishna Reisha or Maishna Sefer. What is the difference between the Reisha, which resulted in her not being divorced, and the Sefer, which results in her being divorced? Let's take a look at Rashi together. A few lines up from here, Rashi says, Maishna Reisha, Kosalka Daite. The thinking right now is that Al Minas, where he stipulates, here's your get on condition that, Lav Me'achshav Hu, doesn't imply right now, Kirabonon, the Pligule de Rebbe. For Havi Kamo, it's like Lichshitachziri Li Hanior, the Havi Get. It's like saying, here's your get, and it will be a get when you return the paper to me. V'imkena, my Megureshes, why in the Sefer does it say she is divorced? Ha'bashas Gerishin Lav Midi Nikita. At the time of the divorce, she's not receiving anything. The Gemara answers, Omar Rav Chisda. And before we go any further, we already indicated the triangles are attempts to explain the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of this source. The bow tie shape that you see is explained on the side. These are Hatsaos, these are suggestions. Ha money, who is the author? Mihatana Shalamokar, who is the author of that, of the source we just read? Shortly thereafter, double underlines will appear. These are introduced by the term maskif law. Different rabbis will ask on the preceding or the previous explanation. Kushyos al hezber minal. After each explanation is given, the Gemara will raise a question on the hezber. So you have a very systematic style Gemara, suggestions, and questions on the suggestions, followed by new suggestions and questions on those. So, Omar Rav Chisda, Ha'moni, Reb Shimon Gamliel, the source that we read is in accordance with Shimon Gamliel, Diomar, Titain Lo Es Domeha. This is a quote from our previous sugya that said, if a man divorced his wife on condition that she gives him his requested itzdala, this is your get on condition that you give me my itzdala. And it turns out that it's lost. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the woman can give a financial equivalent to the husband and thereby fulfill the tanai, the conditions of the divorce, and be divorced. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said titain lo es domeha, that she has the option of giving the husband the value of the item specified, Hachinami efsher de mefaisa le badami. So too over here, when he said, this is your get on condition that you give me back the paper, and as Rashi said, it's as if he's saying, this is your get when you give me back the paper, when you give me back the get, then it'll be a get. Well, she received nothing. So Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that she could keep the get and pay him off with money. The money would be in lieu of her returning the get to him. So she'll end up keeping the get and thereby be divorced. Maskif law Abaye. Abaye questions Rav Chisda's explanation. Amor, the Omer of Shulam Liel, Hecha de Lese Be'enei. Rav Shulam Liel gives the option of a financial restitution in the absence of the original item. For example, the case we had in our previous year where the itzdala of that garment that he specified was lost. He had specified, this will be your get if you return the itzdala to me. If it got lost, she has the option of giving him a financial equivalent, equivalence, and thereby will be divorced. However, hecha de'isei be'enei mi omar, where the specified item is extant, would Rav Shimon ben Gamliel give the alternative of financial compensation? Elo omar abaye, ha money, the source above that said, if he said haniyor shili, she's not divorced. If he says almanas shetachziru lasaniyor, she is divorced. This is in accordance with Rebbe Meir. Diomar boinon tnai kofel, v'hocha lo kafle latanoi. In order for a stipulation to be a binding factor, it has to be doubled, as we explained in our introduction. You have to say what in the positive will be, and you have to state it in the negative. And in this case, he had said to her, "This is your get on condition that you return the paper to me." He didn't say it will not be your get if you don't return. He didn't double the condition. He didn't state it as a t'nai kofel. Kofel means doubled. Therefore, the stipulation is void, is of no consequence, and she's left with having received a get. So, and the result is that even if she doesn't return the paper, the get is a get. The stipulation is simply void because the husband didn't follow the rules of t'nai making, as Rebbe Meir insists. And if we assume that the source above is Rebbe Meir, so the stipulation simply is void, and the get remains a get without any further expectation on the part of the woman. Maskif lo rova. You'll note we have a long question here. Taimo de lo kafle la tanoi. You're saying that the reason the stipulation is not regarded, and all that there is the giving of a get, is because he didn't double the condition. Ho kafle la tanoi. Had the condition been doubled, stated in the positive and in the negative, then lo have a gita. Then you're suggesting that the stipulation would have been a binding factor, and if she doesn't return the paper, though, so the get is not going to be a good get. Michti, let's look into this matter. Kol tnai mehecha gamrinon lu. All rules of condition making, where are they derived from? Mitnai b'nei God uvnei Ruvain. We read the pasuk before that was the source for this, the conditions concerning those tribes. Ma hosam t'nai kodem l'maisa. Just like there, the stipulation, the condition was stated before the action. The stipulation being, if you cross over together with us, the maisa is, then you will receive your desired portion. Af kol, so to all cases, t'nai kodem l'maisa. The stipulation has to be before the action. And in our case, the stipulation would be, if you give me back the paper, then the get will be a good get. That's not what it said in the source. La fuke hocha d'maisa kodem l'tanai. To the exclusion of what we saw above, where the maisa mean the divorce, this is your divorce, preceded the condition, namely if you return the paper. So let's go over what we've said. According to Abaye, the source above was in accordance with Rebbe Meir, and the rules of condition making weren't followed. Rafa asks, if it would have been doubled, it would have been a good condition. It would have been, but that's not so. The order was not stated properly. The Maisa was stated before the stipulation, the condition. Elo Omar Rava, Mishum de Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Rava explains, you know why in the Seifa the stipulation is void? It's because of the point I just made, because it wasn't stated according to the rules of T'nai making. In the Seifa, the Maisa, that you, in other words, you will be divorced, that's the Maisa, was before the condition, if you give me back the paper. And being that that's the case, the stipulation is void, and all that remains is the giving of the get, and she's hence divorced, either, you know, under Mikomokom, under all circumstances. Maskif lo Ravana Barava. Now, Ravana raises the same style question as Rava did, focusing on the rules of t'nai making. And according to what Rava said, he said the reason the t'nai is no good is because the maisa was stated before the t'nai. Well, so he, Rava Avada asks, Taimo de maisa kodem t'nai, the reason that the stipulation is void, we don't regard it, is because the action, i.e. being divorced, preceded the condition, namely returning of the paper. Ha t'nai kodem l'maisa lo have a gita. However, had it been stated with the condition before the action, namely, if you return the paper, then you will be divorced, and that would have been a binding, a restrictive factor in the get being a get. Mifti, once again, let's look into this. Kol Tnai, Mehecho Gamrina Lu. All rules of Tnai making, where are they learned from? Mi Tnai B'nei Godu V'nei Ruvein. Ma Hosam, just like over there, Tnai B'dover Echad U'maisi B'dover Acher. The stipulation, or the condition, was if you cross the Jordan. That's one thing. And the Maisa, the resultant, the result of fulfilling the condition, but what we call the Maisa, that was B'dover Acher, that's with regard to something else, namely receipt of the portion on the eastern bank of the Jordan. Af Kol, so too all conditions have to have that characteristic where the Tanai is in one matter, the condition, the stipulation focuses on one thing, and the result is focused on something else. La Fuke Hocha, to the exclusion of this case, the Tanai Umaisa B'dover Echad. The Tanai, if you give me back the, or is it, the Tanai is if you give me back the paper, and the Maisa is you will be divorced. Well, the paper is the divorce. The paper is the get itself. Elo Omar Rav Ado Bar Ava. Rav Ado Bar Ava explains, you know why in the Seifa she is divorced? And the condition is not reckoned with at all. Mishum de Tnai u'maisa b'dover echad. Because of that very reason, that the Tnai and the Maisa are focusing in one and the same element. The paper, the get, the document itself. Just to go over what we've seen in a bird's eye view, we saw Rav Chisda give an answer as to why in the Seifa the get is a get. He gave an answer that wasn't related to the laws of Tanai making. However, following Rav Chisda, Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ado Bar Ava all gave reasons why in the Seifa the get is a get, simply because the stipulation, the condition of on condition that you return the paper, the stipulation wasn't stated in a proper way. So when that happens, the condition is void and the action remains as is, namely the giving of the get, and hence she is divorced. In the Reisha, on the other hand, he never gave her anything to begin with. He said, here's your get, but I'm keeping the paper. So that is it's quite obvious why there she's not divorced. In the Seifa, she received the paper with a condition. But what, if we can establish, as Abaye, Rava, and Ravada were doing, that the condition wasn't stated in proper condition terms, the condition falls away. It's not to be reckoned with. She has there's no condition left. All there's left is her having received the get. And as such, she is divorced. We continue. Rav Ashi, another triangle, but note it's not condition related. He says, Rav Ashi mar ha-mani Rebbe hi. The source is in accordance with Rebbe. De Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rebbe. Kaloimer almanas, kaloimer me'ach shel domi. Anyone who states a condition by using the term almanas, in other words, he says to her, this is your get on condition that you return the paper to me. He's in effect saying, this is your get right now. All that needs to be done is the condition needs to be fulfilled later on. But being that the get is immediate, of course, contingent upon fulfillment of what was stated, she is divorced. And this approach by Rav Ashi was foreshadowed in Rashi. Let's go over the Rashi on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Go back to Amud Aleph. We read the Rashi already, but let's read it again. Rashi, about a little less than halfway down on Amud Aleph, Mai Shna Reisha V'chulei Kol Salka Daitei. At this point in the Gemara, the thinking was that Almanas is lav me'achshav, who doesn't mean immediate, k'rabbonon depligi olei the Rebbe, like the Rabbonon who disagree with Rebbe. Of course, Rav Ashi pointed out that the source is in fact not like the Rabbonon, it is like Rebbe. So what would the Rabbonon have said? V'havei kamo, when a person says, Hareze gitech almenachs, shetachziri l'sanior, it's like he's saying, Licha shetachziri li hanior leveget. When you return the paper to me, then it will be a get. You can see clearly, no immediate divorce. I'm giving you this paper called the get, and he's saying, well, when you return it to me, then you will be divorced. Well, v'im kein, amai megureshes, why would the seifa say megureshes habashas gerushin lav midi nikita? At the time that the gerushin kicks in, namely at the time she's returning the paper to him, she doesn't have anything. She doesn't have a divorce document. So Ravashi comes to tell us now that we have to understand the expression of almanas, meaning this is your get, and it takes hold right now, immediately, as soon as you take the get from the husband's hands, as soon as the husband gives it to her. There's a condition that has to be met, namely, she has to return the document. And when she does return it to the husband, retroactively, we will understand that the get that she had received was chal immediately, took effect immediately upon her initial receipt. Before we go on in the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a Nosei / Mivneh heading, which reads, featuring the house shape, Deois, these are opinions, Benusuch Atnai Shel Gitoi Shel Shchivmira. The text that is, we'll say, unique to the get being given by a man who's deathly ill, in the throes of death. We've seen a number of cases of sukyas dealing with a person giving a get under these circumstances. Not that it's of importance to us right now, but in general, a person might opt to do that. He realizes he's going to die. His own life and his own life circumstances don't really make a difference, but he would be doing so to create a status for his wife as a divorcee and not a widow, which would then, we'll say, save her from being locked into a yibum bond. The Gemara. Askin means he instituted. Askin Shmuel Begito de Shemira. He instituted that one would write in the get being given by a Shemira person deathly ill the following. Im lo mesi, lo yehe get. Vim mesi, yehe get. If I don't die, then you will not be divorced. If I die, so then you shall be divorced. In other words, you shall be divorced from right now, if I die. Question. You can see we've used the double underline to introduce the word velema, and on the side of the more, these are hatsos, these are chilufios, alternative suggestions. Besoch divrei Shmuel, within Shmuel, we have alternative suggestions. Why didn't he say this? Velema, why not say, im mesi yehe get, if I die, then you shall be divorced. In lo mesi, lo yeh get. And if I don't die, then you won't be divorced. The reason Shmuel wouldn't say that is lo makdin inish puranus lenafshei. A person doesn't want to hasten his puranus, his suffering or his punishment, his failing. In this case, we're referring to death. So he doesn't want to say at the initial part of a statement, the first thing he would say off is, if I die. That's called makdim, making early or prefacing his statement with puranus, with something negative. Question. Velema, why not say this? Lo yehe get, it shall not be a divorce, im lo mesi. And yehe get, im mesi. It shall not be a divorce, if I don't die. If I don't die, means I get better, I want to remain married to you. And it shall be a divorce if I do die. The Gemara says, no, that is not acceptable. Because bo'inon t'nai k'edim l'maisa, as we saw in the previous discussion, it's important to have the stipulation mentioned before the action. And the stipulation is this: if I don't die, then the maisa is, you shall be divorced. That's the result. That's the resultant action. Maskif lo rova, michti. Kol tanai mehecho gamrinon. Where do we learn the rules of tanai? As we saw before, mi tanai b'nei god uv'nei ruvein. Ma hosam hein kodim alav, just like there in the precedent-setting case. The positive precedes the negative. Af kol, so too in all cases, the positive must precede the negative. Lafuke ha-ha, to the exclusion of what Shmuel said, the lav kodem lehen. If you go back to Shmuel, go back to the house marking, and it said there Shmuel may establish in the Gittur Shchimera, he put the negative first, said, im lo me, see if I don't die, that's in the negative, if I don't die, then it won't be a get. But that's not in accordance with the rules of stipulation, of making conditions. You have to have the positive before the negative. That was already suggested, Lemaisa said, we saw in the first double underline, im Macy, if I do die, then you will be divorced. And if not, then not. And the Gemara already answered that a person's not makdiminish puranus lenafshe, a person doesn't want to state that which is negative, that which is suffering before, state that in the first position. So we continue in the Gemara, Elo Omar Rava. Here is the solution. Im lo Macy, lo yeheget. Im Macy, yeheget. Im lo Macy, lo yeheget. Now, it sounds a little bit, say, redundant, but there's a reason for it. And the Gemara explains. Im lo Macy, lo yeheget. He states that in his opening remark, even though you're supposed to have the positive stated first, this is stated first. This is to solve the problem of having the reference to death, the if he does die, mentioned first. So he mentions if he doesn't die in the first position. Then he says, im esi yeheget, followed by im lo esi lo yeheget. That's, let's say, phrases 2 and 3 are stated in that order. With that, I accomplish having the positive preceding the negative. Positive meaning, if I do die, then it will be a get. On the side, we have a nosei as we approach the new Mishnah. It reads, under the nosei heading, on the side, Gittin shenitnu al tnai, Gittin, divorce documents that were given, on condition sha'isha, that the woman, Tonik Esbeno, will nurse her son, her infant son, to Shamesh es Aviv, serve his father. Kamos man dorush kdei lekayim tenoyim elo. How much time is necessary in order to fulfill these stipulations, these requests, or these conditions? On the under the Mivneh heading, the structural note, there's a volcano shape that appears, and we indicate this is Havlata Letzorach HaGmor B'Reish Ayin Vav Amav. The highlighting of the words in this in the Mishnah will be of benefit to us when we get to the top of Daf Ayin Vav. In the meantime, we now turn to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Harei Zegiteich Almanas Shetishamshi Es Abo Almanas Shetoniki Es Bini. This is your get. Husband presents the divorce to his divorce document to his wife, stating the condition that she serves father or that she shall nurse his son. Kamo hi menikoso. How much time is needed for her to nurse in order to constitute a fulfillment of this stipulation? Opinion number one, Shtei Shonim, 2 years. Opinion number two, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shmoinos Rechodesh, 18 months. Meis haben o shemeis ha'av, if the child or his father died, harei ze get. She is divorced. In other words, she fulfilled whatever she could have fulfilled. The Rashi points out that when we speak of Meis HaBen or Meis HaAv, obviously it's before the time that was anticipated to be fulfilled. There's another Rashi, Harei Ze Get, he says, Dekevon Delo Porush Midi, Lo Ichvin Elo Harvocha Kol Yomim Shu Tzorach, Umikan Beilich Eino Tzorach. Since there was nothing, there was no time element specified when the husband made the condition, his intention was that as long as the request is necessary, then it shall be fulfilled. When the request is no longer necessary, so she's divorced. And now we go to section number 2, Roman numeral number 2 of the Mishnah, and you'll notice a difference. Here he says explicitly on condition that you serve father 2 years. On condition that you nurse the child 2 years. If the child died before the 2 years, or the father died before the 2 years, or the father said, he says, I can't accept your serving of me. And he says that not out of wrath toward her. Rashi says, the father's reluctance to accepting her service is not a function of her having enraged him. Even if the restraint is not because of her, the get is not going to be a get. And all the more so if she is the cause of the father's rage or reluctance to accepting her services. So according to the first opinion, in this last scenario, ain't no get. The husband stipulated 2 years for the conditions to be fulfilled, and the 2 year measure of time was not met. She's not divorced. Rabban Shmuel Eliel Omer Kaze get. Rav Shmuel Eliel says it is a get, as long as she did not infuriate the father. It's a good get. Klal Omer Shmuel Eliel Kol Akova She'eino Himena. Any restraining factor in the fulfillment of a condition that's not because of her, hare ze get. It is a valid divorce. The Gemara, umi boinon kulehai, is so much time required. And we mentioned the case of service of 2 years or nursing of 2 years. Is so much time required? The ha viramini. We raise a contradiction from the following source: Shimashto yoimechod. If she served him 1 day, and hikasa yoimechod, she nursed the child 1 day. Hareze get. That's enough to represent the fulfillment of the condition. Omar Rav Chista. Notice we have a new marking, a diamond on the side under the mivneh heading, under the structural note. The diamonds are Yishuvim L'stira Bein Mishnasenu V'Braisa Shemuva B'Tchilas HaGemara, resolutions to what seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah raised the issue of how much time is needed to fulfill the husband's condition of you'll be divorced on condition to nurse the son. The Mishnah said 2 years. Here it says if she nursed the child 1 day, she's divorced. Omar Rav Chisda, lo kashya. There is no contradiction. Ha Rabbanan, ha Rav Shlom Liel. These two sources simply represent two different opinions in the Tanoim. One is according to the Rabbanan, and the other is according to Rav Shlom Liel. And the Gemara spells this out: Masnisin Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Ubraisa Rabbanan. The Mishnah, which stated a long time, 2 years, is in accordance with Rav Shlom Liel. And the Braisa is in accordance with the Rabbanan. What leads the Gemara to say that? We look in Rashi, Masnisin Rav Shmuel Eliel. Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara commentary. It's in accordance with Rav Shmuel Eliel. Diyamar Liel, he said before in our previous year, the issue of the husband stipulating the get on a condition of the return of the itzdala, the garment, and it got lost. Rav Shmuel Eliel gave the option of titain domeha. Give the money equivalent. Alma laharvocha michvin. V'lav dafka komar. The husband, in requesting his itzdala in return, he was interested in getting something, in profiting, in receiving something. The word harvocha means literally increase. He wanted to get something. And the reference to the itzdala was not specifically that. It or its money equivalent would have been sufficient to satisfy the condition. Ha nami larvoch ichvin. this Mishnah too, the husband is stipulating the get on the condition that she nurses or serves the father. He's interested in harvocha, in benefiting. The cholzman shu tzorach lino kumar, and the result of that is, as long as is necessary for the child to be nursed, that's what you have to do. So a child nurses for 2 years, so that's why the Mishnah says 2 years, the harvocha. The Gemara asks on this answer. Rav Chista said that the Mishnah is Rav Shulam Leo, but Hami de Seifa of Shulam Leo, Have Michal de Reisha Lam Shulam Leo. Rav Shulam Leo appears in the Seifa, the end of the Mishnah. So it must be that whoever was speaking before that is not Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ela Braisa Rav Shimon ben Gamliel he de Mekel Betanai. The Braisa is Rav Shulam Leo, who is lenient with regard to stipulations, as we saw in the case of the Itzdala. Even if it's not returned, she can nevertheless fulfill the condition by giving the money equivalent, which is a lenient opinion relative to the Rabbanon, who did not allow that. So when you see an opinion of leniency, like we saw in this Brisa, that nursing for one day would be enough, that's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who takes a lenient opinion when it comes to conditions. Masnisen Rabbanon, and the Mishnah, which is more restrictive, insisting on her nursing the full amount of time, the full 2 years, as long as the kid remains alive, that's according to Rabbanon, who we just presented as being the strict opinion with regard to conditions. Rova Omar, lo kashya. Ha bistam. There's a kan bistam, kan bimeforesh. There's no contradiction between the sources. The Mishnah is bistam. Husband said on condition that you nurse the child, didn't spell out in the ratio, did not spell out how much time. So, 2 years. In meforesh, where the husband said, this is your get, on condition that you nurse the child one day. So, if she nurses him one day, that's a fulfillment. Rav Ashi Omar kol stam nami kemeforesh yom echad dami. Rav Ashi argues with Rava that, and we take a look at Rashi. Rashi across from here we have a star. Rav Ashi lav lishnuye masnisin ubraisa. So Rav Ashi's role here, and that's why we don't have him in a diamond. He's not coming to resolve the Mishnah with the Braisa. Elo leflugi alei de Rava. His purpose is to argue with Rava. Diomar stam is shtei shanim. Rav Ashi says if a condition is stated on that, namely this will be your get on condition that you nurse the child and doesn't add any time factor, Rav Ashi will tell you that is understood to be 1 day. Now, we have a new marking, the crown shape. On the side of the Gemara, this is introduced as Kushyos al Divrei Rav Ashi, questions challenging Rav Ashi. Tanan. By the way, we have here a long question, as is marked accordingly. The Mishnah Gemara says, Tanan, Kama himini koso shtei shanim. Rabbi Omer, Shmoinos HaChodesh. We saw this, of course, in our Mishnah. How much time is necessary for her to nurse if that was stipulated? So the Tanna Kamma said 2 years, and Rabbi Yehuda said 18 months. And bear in mind that this is a quote from the Mishnah where the husband spoke stam. He didn't say how much time in his stipulation. Bishlama l'rova nicha. According to Rava, things are very smooth. Why 2 years? Because he didn't stipulate how much time. Elo l'ravashi, lama lishtei shanim, lama lishmoinos ha'chodesh. Why 2 years? Why 18 months? B'yom echad sagi. According to Ravashi, an unstipulated amount of time, the condition is met by nursing for 1 day. Why 18 months? Why 2 years? Hachi ka'omar. So Ravashi explains what the Mishnah means to say is, Yoim echad mishtei shanim. Nursing of the child 1 day within its first two years of life is a fulfillment of the condition. Lafuki lachar shtei shanim delo. As opposed to her nursing the child after 2 years of age. That's not considered Hanukkah. That's not considered a fulfillment of nursing. Likewise, Yom Echad Mishmonis Uchodesh, the fulfillment of the condition is in fact just one day, provided it's within 18 months of the child's life. Of course, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Lafuki la'achar shmonas chodesh delo, to the exclusion of her deciding to nurse the child after the child is of 18 months of age. That wouldn't be a fulfillment. Meisvei. Hareze gitech amenas shetishamshi es avo shteishan. This is a quote from our Mishnah, the Seif of our Mishnah. This is he says, the husband says, this is your get on condition that you serve father 2 years. Amenas shetaniki es benish teishanim. On condition that you nurse my son 2 years. Meis habeno sheomar av yefshi shetishamsheni shelo b'hakpodo eino get. If the child dies, or the father is reluctant to accepting her service, so there is lack of fulfillment of condition, therefore she's not divorced. We continue at the top of Daf Ayin Vav. Bishlama l'Rava, as far as Rava is concerned, that said Stam means 2 years or 18 months. Reisha b'delo porish, Seifa de porish. The Reisha that said when the child dies, she's considered divorced is because the husband didn't specify any amount of time. Rashi at the top says Bishlama l'Rava d'uki reishin masisin shnei shonim mamish, not 1 day but 2 years. V'afal gav distam, even though it wasn't, the amount of time wasn't specified. Rashi goes on, Reisha dekomer meisa ben besoch deishonim areza get. Rashi continues b'delo porish shnei shonim. He didn't specify explicitly 2 years. Varein yakosu kotzorcho, and the kid died prematurely, so she nursed him as much as he could have been nursed. The seifa, that's a case where the husband specified the amount of time for nursing or for serving the father. And being that he spelled it out, he was insistent on service for 2 years, nursing for 2 years. And the fact that he spelled out 2 years for nursing, which he didn't have to spell out, 2 years was expected anyway, according to Rava's approach. Since he spelled out 2 years, it shows that he's insistent on that, and if the child dies prematurely, so the condition isn't met. And therefore, she's not divorced. Elolo Rav Ashi, Maishno Reisho Maishno Seifa. But according to Rav Ashi, that said the 2 years in the Reisha really meant 1 day of the 2 years. If the child dies prematurely, then we have to explain things. Rashi, fourth line from the top, Elolo Rav Ashi Doma Reisho Demas Nisan Yoyim Echad Komar. The nursing in the reisha that was expected is 1 day. Al korchuch meisa ben o'av tikotoni. Therefore, the case in the reisha of the son or the father dying, it must be kagon shemeis v'lo nukso klau. Must be that the child died and wasn't nursed at all. V'amai hareze get. Why does the reisha rule that she's divorced? Harei lo niskayim klum min ha'tanai. None of the tanai was fulfilled. There was no nursing whatsoever. So according to Rav Ashi, what's the difference between the reisha and the seifa, and the reisha that ruled that there is a get? But according to what we just saw in Rashi, there wasn't any fulfillment of the condition. Just like in the seifa, where the time frame was spelled out and there was death premature, there too the condition wasn't fulfilled. And there, we said it's not a get. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Gemara ends off. Kashya. This represents a difficulty for Rav Ashi's approach. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.